When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
In this case, the case against Robert Tellis, what did you make of the evidence that's found in his garage? Have you ever seen this where somebody tries to dispose of evidence by cutting it up? I mean, it looks like you took like one of those paper choppers, you know, to it that you used to have like in the office, and just chopped part of a shoe. Yeah, the letter cutter thing. And did that and then it's still there. Like, oh, you chopped, it's not a credit card. What on earth is the thought process here on something like this?
Well, it would appear to me that at that point in time, that he has the foresight to understand that there's cameras everywhere and that the likelihood is that he can't dispose of this in his garbage, okay, for fear that when they figure out it's him or they're on to him and they go and try to go to the dump and try to find his garbage, you know, by matching up mail and saying, okay, well, this is clearly their garbage. And then they find that shit in there. And it's like, he realizes that he's got to dispose of it outside of the house. Right. So I think his approach was the Andy Dufresne chipping the wall away, putting small pieces of it in his pocket and then putting it down his leg of his pants when he was out in the yard type situation. Whereas he's trying to dispose of this piece by piece as he's going about his business on a daily basis. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense. Like why destroy it other than to try to dispose of it gradually over time without him being caught on video at a gas station, putting a bag that has evidence of a crime in it, you know, because people get nailed with that kind of evidence all the time where they'll find them. So they're caught on camera somewhere disposing. Like, we see it all the time in crimes. So like, for some reason, this guy seems to have thought of that, yet just completely shit the bed on every other aspect of this crime, including that, because he was taking so long by the time like he had to realize that Jeff Gurman had gotten a piece of him during this knife fight, right? That like in defense of himself, that Gurman must have gotten a scratch in. Like, and I would not put it past Jeff Gurman, who was a ballsy dude. Like, I have a lot of respect for what he did as an investigative reporter. I mean, he went nose to nose with like straight up mobsters, Chicago mobsters. I actually went to school with two of the Spilotro kids. I don't know if they were Tony's, but he was going nose to nose with Tony Spilotro out in Vegas back when the mafia was running the casino game out there. And this guy was fearless, man. So I would not put it past him that he, while in the midst of this guy killing him, was going to solve the crime by just digging his nails into this guy somewhere in order to leave the evidence that law enforcement would need to track to him.
Yeah.
Which is what happened, man. I mean, like, within 5 days, as soon as they rushed it through the lab, and I don't know under what circumstance they had Telus's DNA in the database, but they got the match. Like, yeah. I don't know if that's something that, like, is maybe that's a law now. If you're a public official, you have to submit your DNA, and yeah, it's going to be in the database. Like, I don't know, but they were able to make the connection. As far as I know, they didn't have to use IgG. They got the lab rush job this. They got a profile put together, and they ran it through, and they got a ding on it, and it's Telus. So that's when they go on the 5th, and the whole thing happens with the, you know, the, you know, they're going to raid the house, and he's, you know, claiming that he's going to kill himself or whatever he's doing, and then they get him out and pull him on a stretcher. So the evidence is smoking gun evidence.
Yeah, I mean, you know? it really is. It seemed he got really paranoid at the end, almost, where wasn't thinking ahead on anything else, but suddenly, oh shit, I gotta chop this stuff up. I mean, again, there's 1,000 ways you can dispose of this shit without really getting caught, but he chose, again, a very bizarre way of doing it all. With the smoking gun evidence, with the DNA underneath the fingernails, when that exists, I mean, is there any other way out of it? I mean, that just seems to be, you're pretty much fucked. There's not a lot of circumstances. Cooked,
man. Like, yeah. Right. There's no, you know, there's no transfer DNA argument to be made there. If it's skin cells under, I mean, like short of, you know, finding biological material internally, as if, you know, in a sexual assault type case, mm-hmm, where they do a vaginal swab and they find somebody's semen in there. Like, short of that, I don't know that there's better DNA evidence than finding somebody's skin cells under somebody's fingernails that is deceased. That's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. There's not many workarounds.
Yeah.
From, you know, like, because with trace DNA and transfer DNA, I mean, you can make the argument. You could, like, we pick up other people's DNA all over the place. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be on your hand, or they find, you know, a hair or something. I mean, like, things like that can transfer. Like, there could be explanations for that. For this, I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, it's really just kind of I know there's no such thing as, like, an open and shut case, but this seems pretty damn close to it.
Seems pretty open and shut, too.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a whole lot to argue. It will be fascinating to watch them, though. That's
I mean, look, dude, like, the best part of that trial is going to be watching this guy trying to explain this whack theory, mm-hmm, this whack frame up that he's got going on, which is essentially that he's claiming that there was an investigation going on into that office of bribery. They didn't really flesh out who's getting bribed and why law enforcement would give a shit to the extent that they're going to frame him up by somehow like going out, buying that same straw hat, sombrero looking thing, you know, buying the same cheap Marshall's Nikes, cutting them all up, bring them in the house, somehow getting his DNA and getting it under Gurman's fingernail. It's like, the concept of it is just insane, but I can't wait to hear him try to tell the story.
It'll be great. It'll be great. That's must-see TV right there.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.